Well, it is an honor to be taking the Clan Mothers and the Six Nations Confederacy, their message to the United Nations. They have given us time at the table to talk about this. It is also a great responsibility for which I feel confident and so unafraid. I am in a very unique position to deliver that message, as I am also a member of the Six Nations Confederacy, and this is affecting me quite personally. And briefly, that message will entail human rights violations of Article 1 of the International Covenant, which guarantees the right to self-determination. And Henko Industries are encroaching on Native territory when there's overcrowding, as it is at Six Nations of the Grand River Territory. And also, if you want to talk about homelessness, and a reporter asked me the other day if there was homelessness on Six Nations. Yes, there's homelessness, because there's a shelter for abused women. And that's not counting the people who are living with friends and family. So, and some of those violations at the Six Nations blockade include the recent brutality of our people, a combination of federal and provincial laws, policies, and practices are impeding our right to self-determination. These barriers prevent Ongwahome from freely determining our political status or pursuing our economic, social, and cultural development. We consider these impediments to our right to self-determination, accesses to resources, and the right to subsistence to be inconsistent with Article 1 of the International Covenant. Specifically, I intend to slap the racist blinders off Canada, and they will be stripped naked and put on the international stage for their human rights violations of Ongwahome and others. And as I said earlier, this scurrilous and invidious government has been pandering to the racist imperialist status quo for much too long, while they trample on our human rights and smugly slap themselves on the backs with self-satisfied incompetence. And sometimes I need to ask a question of the government and others, you know, what is it you can't see, you know? Sometimes I wish you could really see the way through our eyes what is going on here, like the pain, the suffering, the degradation. And there are so many things going on that's not being reported in the media at Six Nations. I intend to take testimonials from Six Nations, and like I told you that some women have been threatened by their bosses that they would be fired if they came to the protest site. It's a divide and rule tactic by the government to toe the line. My 20-year-old nephew, Kevin, was tasered twice in the chest. And he showed me the puncture wound on his chest and the bruises from those tasers. And it's not being proven that thing is safe. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? Like, they're treating us as if we were cattle or whatever, like as test subjects. Just like the uranium poisoning that's going on everywhere else. And my other nephew, Jason, 32, was brutally attacked by the police, by 8 policemen, and had his face shoved in the ground and kicked in the face, and he has bruised across his eye, and his eye is hemorrhaging, and he's limping because the police injured his leg. And that's not all. You know, there's also a young woman who was sleeping in a tent, obviously not resisting, and a police officer walked right in there, a man, and started booting her in the ribs quite brutally. So what is that all about? And the OPP, RCMP, and the Army who was called in by the mayor of Caledonia, Marie Traynor, who is utterly racist. And we've asked them to back off from this. On Monday morning, I had a chance to listen to Marie's pylon, who came to talk to the clan mothers and the people and try to reassure us that they wouldn't come in again. So I walked right up to him and said, how can we trust you when you broke your promise in the first place and went in? Because you already said you wouldn't go in, and you did. So these are things that are going on there. And they're also using dirty tactics, the other side as well. The rooms were bugged where the Confederacy chiefs and clan mothers were strategizing. That's not being reported in the media. These are dirty tactics. This is the kind of people we are dealing with. Dishonest and sneaky and brutal. And all this so-called advancement of First Nations rights is just an illusion. Not just First Nations rights, the rights of all people globally. And yeah, okay, all right. And so I just wanted to say that there's a lot of propaganda going on there, and also Henco Industries, the builder, also would not give us the results of that archaeological dig. And when I was on the land, I felt that there's a burial site there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that came out. So we are going to hire somebody independent of the other side. And understand that as adherents to the great laws of peace, we are all only doing our duty. And to the press, you have a moral responsibility to report fairly, give balanced views, and to report the truth.
Amen.
Because recent media reports have been inaccurate, and by saying that it's the Mohawks blockading, it's the whole Six Nations as a whole. There's Cayugas, Onondaga, Seneca, Oneida, Tuscarora, and all the rest. Mm-hmm. And other people as well. So to those who are reporting inaccuracies, you know what? They give you the bologna and you made the sandwiches. And to the OPP, you are an absolute disgrace to the people in this country you call Canada. Your recent actions are cowardly and ignoble. How would you like it if someone battered and brutalized your mom and sister and grandmother? I say to the OPP, you are but a foreign occupying force. Mind your manners while you're in our house. Step down and back off. You got that? And to all levels of government, including the Prime Minister, enough is enough. And to the parents, you must tell them the truth as well. And this is a warning. If you cause serious injury or death to my Odenokso relations, relatives, and others at the Six Nations blockade, be forewarned, you are going to pay dearly for it. We come to you in peace in a form of a handshake to settle this peacefully. Do not force us to offer it in a form of a fist or worse, weapons. And after I return from Geneva, I fully intend to go and do my duty as a guardian of Hukbanoha, Mother Earth. And I mean business. I can tell you that I'm not afraid to die. For there will be no grave that can hold my Aden Hisra down. That's my soul. Either way, I'm going to the land of Shagwa Ediso, Creator. Yama Giga Nigat Sadoshi Usta Nao Gitai. I thank you for listening to what I had to say.
Mm-hmm.